The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Jack has a nice office, doesn't he?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't keep us waiting too long. I've got to get back to my office.
Where did he go to law school?
Jack? Oh, I don't know. Yes, Yale, I think.
Goodness, look at all the law books he has.
Yeah, honey, let things alone, darling. Don't touch
them. I'm just looking. I wonder if he's read all of them.
Well, they're decisions that have been handed down. I suppose they're for reference, mostly.
State versus McClarty.
Hello.
Hi,
Jim. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. I had to wind up a couple of things with Marty. I'm doing court this afternoon.
Well, we're sorry to take up your time, and we'll make it as brief as possible.
Have you read all these books, Jack?
Oh, no. No, not as many as I should. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Well, now, what's the trouble?
Well, this Clayton fellow that's buying our house, or was buying it.
Well, what do you mean, was buying it? We signed a contract, and he paid 10% down, didn't he?
Oh, yes. Well, anyhow, his wife came to town, and he brought her out to look at the house. And, of course, wouldn't you know, we were both gone, and Betsy answered the door. Well,
we were both gone?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, you leave Betsy alone in the house?
Oh.
She's only six, isn't she?
Yes, six and a half. She'll be seven in June. Anyhow, what happened, I had gone upstairs, and I thought he was going to the basement.
Uh-huh.
So when I came down and remembered I had to dash to the store, I thought he was still in the basement.
And I'd gone out for cigarettes.
I suddenly remembered I had no cream, and I wanted to stir some coffee to the plate. Actually, in the morning, I had said to the milkman, I'll be sure and leave cream. You know, that's what
honey, look, don't go into all that. By accident, we left Betsy alone in the house. It wasn't more than 10 minutes, anyhow.
No.
But that's when the Clayton showed up.
Uh-huh.
And in the course of the conversation, they mentioned termites. And Betsy, of course, said, oh, yes, we have termites.
Oh, no.
Yes,
that's
I
it, kid.
I said, the point is, Mr. Clayton seems to think he had asked us if we had termites and that we said no.
Well, he didn't at all. And the truth is, we never thought to mention it.
Naturally.
No. We actually didn't remember them.
See, we had them all taken care of, Jekyll.
Yeah.
We don't have termites now.
No.
This year they check again to make sure.
Oh, golly. So Clayton thinks you misrepresented the condition of the house,
yes.
Huh?
Well, yeah, I guess that's about the size of it.
Yeah, well.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Look, that guy stormed out of there Friday night yelling he was going to consult a lawyer in the morning.
Well, this is Monday. Have you heard from him?
Well, no.
Okay, then. Don't get excited.
But I...
Now, to begin with, he has to forfeit his down payment if he doesn't want to go through with the sale.
Yeah, I know that, but he can sue us.
Well, yes, he can, but... You say he didn't ask you about the termites.
No, he didn't.
I know he didn't.
Yeah, well, he seems now to think that he did. However, he has to have a witness to that conversation in which he presumably asked you if you had termites and you replied no. Now, was there anyone with him when he looked over the house?
No.
With him?
No, nobody with him.
Uh-huh.
You see, it all happened so fast. He had to have a house quickly because he'd just been transferred here, you know, to this new chemical industrial company.
Yes, that's right. I remember.
Yeah, and he offered a good price, and we jumped at it. Boy, that's what we get for being greedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now look here. If you haven't heard from Clayton since Friday, it's my guess he isn't going to do anything. Now, he may be kicking himself all over for not looking into the condition of the house a little better, but...
Well, I'm glad I feel this way about it, Jack. We were certainly not trying to put anything over on the guy. Actually, the house is in excellent condition.
Well, it ought to be all the money we poured into it.
Yeah.
New roof, new plumbing, really. You know, in the 6 years we've had that place.
Darling, that is not the point. Look, what I'm trying to say is that I am going to fight this thing.
Well, now...
Honey, let's not get involved in a lawsuit.
He called me a liar.
He didn't say that. He didn't use those words.
It amounted to the same thing. He said he had asked me if we had termites. I said no. Well, he didn't. He didn't ever. And I just forgot, that's all. I mean, I know it sounds silly, but I just forgot we had termites.
Yes, it would sound even sillier in court.
Oh, honey.
Now, I suggest that you both just sit tight. Let me get in touch with Clayton.
Come on, dear. You can
run. No, I can't eat.
You want a bite of my filet of sole?
No, thanks, darling.
Well, I'm not going to let Mr. Clayton spoil my lunch. It's such fun to eat out. Usually I grab a peanut butter sandwich or something.
I wonder if Jack got in touch with Clayton.
Well, he said he called at your office right after lunch if he did.
Yeah.
Something.
Darling, I can't. I tell you, I feel so awful at being accused of something like that. I know that he never asked me about those termites. If he had, I certainly would have told him.
Of course you
know.
He would, dear. I know that.
It makes me feel as though we were trying to put something over on him.
Yes, I know. Well, he didn't ask me, dear. Well, I would have said so, too.
Of course I know that, darling. You're always too honest, if anything.
Well, I guess there's no such thing as being too honest.
No, well, I mean, maybe there is. You tell somebody they look nice in something, you know, even if they don't.
Huh?
Now, I just mean, well, if I hated some hat on a woman, I wouldn't say so. I'd say, oh, yes, that's a nice hat. Looks very good on you.
What's it like with her?
Huh? Oh, yes, darling, that's not what
What's the matter with him?
Darling, your hat is fine. I was just giving a hypothetical case. Why do women always take everything so personally?
You looked right at my hat when you said it. I just wanted to think
about
it.
Darling, forget it, would you? Look, oh, please, no. I got other things to think about.
Oh, I wish you'd do something, dear.
I can't, I tell you. You know, the truth is, this whole thing has me so upset. After all, I am considered a fairly respectable businessman. And Clayton comes to town, he buys a house, he tells everybody I put something over on him.
Oh, no, dear, I don't think you'd do that.
Well, maybe not, I don't know. Point is, I don't like anything about it. Here they are buying our house, they're mad at us, we're mad at them. I mean, it's just an unwholesome situation. It's bound to get worse.
Honey.
You know what I'd like to do?
Yes. Give Mr. Clayton his money back and forget the whole thing.
Yes. Would you mind?
No, dear.
How'd you know that's what I was going to say?
Oh, honey, I know you so well.
Of course you do. Of course, you realize we may never get this much of the house again. It may mean we'll have to cut corners even sharper on the new house.
Oh, I don't care. At least we won't have to move out of this house until a new one is ready. You know, that will take a big load off my mind.
Mm-hmm. Take a big load off the moving truck, too.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. I just made a little joke. Forget it.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said.
It wasn't important, honey. I was just...
Well, I haven't even called the moving truck yet.
No, darling. I just made a very bad joke. Look, it's getting worse. Never mind that, will you? Now, look, are we agreed? I'll go back to the office, call Clayton, and tell him that we'll release him from the contract and give him his money back.
Oh, fine. Yeah, I know you'll feel better.
I feel better already. Waiter!
Finish your lunch, darling.
No, I want to get this settled. I'm going to call Clayton right away, and I want to... Waiter! Oh, waiter!
Wait a minute. Here. Here.
Why?
Here.
I tell you, it is impossible to get a waiter in one of them. What do they do, hide in the kitchen or go home or something?
Is that Mr. Clayton?
I have... Huh?
Don't look now.
He's where?
Some man, and they're looking... I just said don't look now.
Oh, yes.
Right over there.
Yeah.
Right over there.
Yes,
they must be talking about us. They're
Clayton.
Looking over here. I think that's his lawyer, the one he had when we signed the contract.
I suppose they're figuring out their strategy and taking us to court.
Well, don't stare. He's coming over. Yes. Don't turn around. Don't turn around.
I'm not turning around. I'm not... He's coming, the lawyer?
No, just Mr. Clayton. Heavens, I hope he doesn't start anything in front of all these people.
All right, now, don't get alarmed. We've decided what we're going to do. Now, be talking about something else.
About what?
Talk. Talk about something.
I said to Elmer, I said, well, why don't we have bridge club on Thursday?
Yes.
Oh, well, dear, my goodness, look who's here, Mr. Clayton.
Well, Mr. Clayton, may I sit down? I'd like to talk to you for 5 minutes, if I'm not interrupting anything.
No. Sit down, Clayton.
Certainly. No, you're not interrupting a thing. I was just... talking about changing my bed Sunday, wasn't I?
Yes. Thank you. Your lawyer phoned me this morning.
Yes, we saw him and explained the situation. And frankly, Mr. Clayton, before this discussion gets out of hand, I'd like to say that since you're unhappy with the house, my wife and I have agreed to release you from your contract and return your money.
Release me from...
Yes.
Return my money?
Yes, my wife and I feel that we'd rather not make any such deal where you feel that we have misrepresented the conditions.
Oh, no. I was perhaps hasty the other night.
No. I quite understand. Believe me, under the same circumstances, I might feel the same.
The truth is, my wife has sort of a thing, you might say, about termites.
Hmm?
And she doesn't understand that they can be kept under control. When she hears the word termite, she thinks the place is going to crumble into sawdust any minute.
Oh, I see.
Well, I can understand that. I was very upset when I heard that we had them. Kelsey Brown told me about some woman who just walked across the dining room and her foot went right through the floor. Termites had just honeycombed the whole thing.
Well, I really want to apologize for losing my temper the other night. The truth is, I've felt very badly about it. After all, I'm just coming new to this town, and I hate, frankly, to get the reputation for a troublemaker. I'll be honest with you. It's upset me a good deal. All weekend, in fact. And I'd appreciate your accepting my apology.
Oh, well, I certainly do.
And the truth is, far from wanting to be released from my contract, I want to keep the house very much. There is only one difficulty. And since I know you're building a new house that won't be ready until fall, I wondered if perhaps you wouldn't mind if we didn't move in until October.
October?
It now turns out that I'm not to be transferred here permanently until fall. So I thought I'd keep my family where they are in Cincinnati for the summer.
Well, my goodness, things really do turn out to the best. But that's just wonderful. It will work out very well for everybody. What's the matter, dear?
I was just thinking about the closing, the transfer of title to the property, bank mortgages
and all.
I mean,
of course.
All of these things are all arranged for the closing next week. I mean, can they be
put off until October?
No, not only that, but I arranged a mortgage at the bank.
Yeah. Well, I guess actually there's no problem.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you what. We'll go through with the closing. I'll own the house, and you pay me a nominal rent until you move out. In that way, you'll have the money I pay for the house to help build your new house.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, yes. How about that, honey? Well, it might work out very well.
As a matter of fact, it works out for me, too. I'll know that I definitely have a house when I bring my family on next fall. Well, that's fine, is it? Now, come on. I'll go pay my lunch check, and then we'll go over to your lawyer's and make sure he approves of this new
Well, that's fine. I'll get our check, too.
Waiter!
Oh, honestly, everything's working out just fine. And here we didn't like him, and he didn't like us, and now he likes us, and he likes you. What's the matter, dear?
I don't know. It all seems a little too simple.
Oh, you're an old worrywart. Now, tell me, what don't you like about this hat?
Oh, darling, I like your hat.
You
I wasn't
like
so...
It.
Waiter!
You mean all this happened in one day?
Yes, I'm just exhausted. Hand me that paring knife, will you, and I'll get these potatoes peeled.
Goodness, when we bought our house, they made the biggest to-do over the closing.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be until next week, but they had all the papers ready. And since Mr. Clayton, well, John, had to leave town tomorrow and couldn't get back for a month, why, Jack rushed everything up. He sold the house, signed the papers, got a check from him, and gave him a check for the rent, which is practically nothing, really.
Well, everything just worked out beautifully, didn't it?
Oh, didn't it?
Now you won't have to move until your new house is ready.
No.
And it'll be nice to have you in the neighborhood a little longer, too.
Oh, thank you, Elmer. Oh, it's so nice to have friends and make friends, too. Oh, you know, this John Clayton really is a darling. It just seems so... What is my husband doing in the basement, really?
Down, where are you doing? Get the emergency. Where's the emergency? The boiler exploded.
Oh,
what?
2766.
Main 2766.
Oh, honestly, it's always one thing or another, isn't it?
Well, one nice thing, dear. You don't own the house anymore. Isn't that the landlord's job to fix things that go wrong?
Well, isn't it?
And anything exploding must be expensive.
Oh, and we just became such good friends with Mr. Clayton. Oh,
oh
dear,
look,
honey.
We'll send somebody out right
dear,
away.
Dear.
Please, right away.
Elmer just had a thought about the landlord.
I know. I just thought of it, too. I told you this arrangement wasn't so simple. Oh, boy. Nobody knows the trouble this is going to make. Well, look, get mopped and you get pills.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Dorothy Duckworth, George Petrie, and Ed Bryce, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.